Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another segment of Sex and Happiness, a show about your sex and happiness. And you know it's my goal to get you sexier and happier. And today we're going to be talking about a big topic having to do with sex and happiness. Like, let's put it into a context. Let's just say that if you were sexier and happier and you were having the most amazing orgasms of your life, let's say regularly, on a daily basis, maybe a few times a day even. I don't want to really push you too hard, but let's just say you were. What would the result be? Like, what difference might it make on the planet? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Our topic for today is going to be how orgasms make world peace possible. And I'm thrilled to have my guest today, who lives right here where I live in Phoenix, Arizona. Her name is Dr. Lori C. Ebert, and she's a health educator, sexual wellness expert, speaker, and coach. She is the founder and owner of Sextacular You Coaching and programs to empower men and women to be healthy, sexy, and have great ecstasy. She is also the host of her own radio podcast on iTunes called Sextacular You. So, Lori, welcome to my show.
Well, thanks, Lori. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you. I've been on your show, and it took us a while to get this together, but here we are.
I know, and it was great. You were terrific on my show. I just love what you're up to and who you are in the world.
Thank you so much. Well, the feeling is mutual, and today's topic is a huge one. Thank you very much. So let's get started. You recently did a TED Talk, and it was called How Orgasms Make World Peace Possible. So I want to get to it because I don't want people to like be at the edge of their chair for too long. But first, I just want to talk a little bit background, like how did you get to this? Do you know what I mean? Like how did all of a sudden you wake up and go, oh, this is possible. So what exactly do you do, you know, when you're coaching people? You're a sexologist, right? You have your doctorate in sexology.
I'm actually a health educator, so my PhD is in health education. And so my specialty is more sexual wellness, and it's that optimal level of health in all areas of life, you know, physical, spiritual, intellectual, emotional, sexual. So I blend it all together in that area.
That's fabulous to know. I didn't realize that you are such a resource for me in that way, because my latest topic myself is sexual ecstasy at any age, and I talk a whole lot about the health and mental health benefits of having sex.
Well, and it's true. And I mean, part of health education is it's I'm an expert in behavior change, right? Because it's really hard to change our own behavior. We can never change somebody else's. So the techniques, the trainings, and the expertise that I use actually empower people to actually change behavior, whether it's age-based, your libido, or how you eat or how you sleep. So it's rooted in that.
Mm. And all of it, I mean, sex is such a vital part of that, and most people don't understand that. Like, some people, as they age, they say, oh, I'm glad that's over.
No! It was really great. I just quoted, in the TEDx talk, a study that Duke University did on 60 to 96-year-old men and women. And it's like, when I tell people that, they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, people that are 60 to 96 still have sex. You know, and they found the more sex they have, the longer they lived, for men for sure. And the women lived an average of 7 to 8 years longer. So yeah, it never stops.
Well, I'm on that trajectory since I'm on my sixth level already. And I have never had better sex in my entire life than I am now.
Oh, I love
ever. Hands down. Not even close.
So. You know, I actually, people that are in their 60s, I do have a few clients, when they are actually sexually active and they're feeling healthy and they've got their mental and emotional together, I hear that so commonly. So thanks for sharing that, because I'm going to be 48 in a few weeks and it's just getting better for me. So I'm glad to hear that.
That's so great. Yeah. People get this notion, but I think the notion is just because the culture doesn't know what to do with us. I mean, people are living longer and longer, and it used to be that Mother Nature wanted to get us out of the way as soon as we procreated. But now, well, I'm a radical life extension person, and I'm into physical immortality. So now I want people to live as long as possible. And I know that having a healthy sex life is going to drive some of that. Like, if they feel that they can have more sex and feel that good in their bodies, then they're going to want to stick around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm on the same line of thinking. And well, we both know, you know, when you have orgasm, it really does help us age slower and live longer. And I mean, just the other day, I was so orgasmic. My partner looked at me and he said, God, you look 14. And I was like, I feel 14.
That's so good. I love that.
And, awesome. And that's, you know, going back to your question of how did I get there? How did I even get on a stage talking about that is, you know, for me, the people that I work with are usually really stopped in life. They're either not healthy, or they are healthy, or they're in relationships that they're not happy with, or they can't find one. And so what's missing for them is the libido, the desire, the connection, the communication. And so they're in relationships that are sexless or not working or in breakdown. So they're not even touching orgasm. So most of what I do is working in that realm of health and behavior change and getting them feeling healthy from the inside out, and then getting them to feel sexy wherever they are, right? Like, don't wait to lose 50 pounds. Start right now where you're at. Then the ecstasy will start showing up in life. And, you know, once that's in place, Lori, the sex part gets pretty natural for people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just happen to have the expertise that I can educate people about some basic, you know, anatomy, and because that's where they're at. So that's what I found, is once people have that sextacular way of life, then the orgasms increased, and then the peace everywhere in life increased.
That's perfect. I love that. I love the name Sextacular. I think it's a fabulous name, and I'm glad that you coined it. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Just,
it says so much in that it's sextacular.
Well, it is. And you know what? It's a way of life. And I just heard Marianne Williamson say this today. She's like, you know, she's like an aerobic instructor. She, you know, she'll teach, and I feel the same way. Like, I'm going to show everybody how to be sextacular, and I'm going to live a sextacular life and do the work. But like, I can't do the aerobics for you. So I live sextacular to show everybody, but my real game in empowerment and the coaching and the programs is having people do that in their own life so that they can experience the ecstasy and sexiness and health.
Yeah, well, that's the point. I mean, you wouldn't be, look, if you weren't that way, you wouldn't be doing what you were doing. You'd be, you know, working at something else and just keeping a secret to yourself. You'd probably walk around with a smile on your face, but nobody would know why.
Yeah. No, I'm really up to, you know, really, I've done a lot of personal self-development, and, you know, you and I have been in the same communities here. And for me, it started from my own history of sexual trauma and violence in my own story. And what I created is, like, I don't have to live that story. I get to rewrite my movie, and I get to direct my own movie and say how it goes. And I really created changing the planet and changing the conversation of sexuality so that people don't die and hurt each other from sex, that it's healthy and fun and it's meant for everyone. So I just changed my whole life to live into that. And that's the legacy I want to leave in the world. And it may not happen in my lifetime, but I'm willing to be the one to start it and see what happens, because we have to start somewhere. Because
exactly.
Sex, it's too much fun. It's too juicy.
Exactly. It's so good. It's great. All right. So that you answered then, like, you know, you said you had sexual trauma and some violence. And so that's what led you to want to shift and transform probably your own relationship to sex. And then you saw that there's an opening for other people to transform their relationship to sex and the whole rest of their health and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my story just happened to include, I grew up in a family with generations of sexual abuse. You know, I was sexually abused as well. I developed very early, so I dealt with a lot of unwanted touching against my will, not having a voice to stop that kind of stuff. And then my first sexual experience was a rape by a fellow classmate in high school. So I was on a trajectory of that victimization, and, you know, it took me, and I did the work, and I just got it. Like, that's what I'm here to do in life, and I was willing to turn that story around. So I am a space for people that have had those experiences to show up, and I just chose at 25, Lori, you know, when I married into a family of sexual abuse, and I realized 2 days before my wedding, I'm like, I can't do this. I did end up getting married, but a year later, I left because I'm not willing to bring children into it. And what I said is, this ends with me. Mm. So the real question was, from 25 on, doing the work and making the impact in the world, that it ends with me, and it ends in my family with me. And as much as I can end it in the world, great. And, you know, that's why I love you and what you do, because, you know, the butterfly workshops and all of that, that's the beautiful expression sexual connection is. And so I want to open the door for people that have been through traumas or are conservative or they're just too green. I want to open the door so they could end up in your butterfly stuff and experience that beauty and sexuality.
Yeah. But we do also a lot of trauma work too, you know. I mean, almost everybody has been traumatized, I came to find out.
I know, right?
I just, you know, they get in my class and then we get on the floor and we do some emotional release and people start, their eyes start fluttering and their heads start going back and forth and I go, oh, here we go. And so I had no idea until I got into this line of work just how traumatized the world is from one thing or another, but a lot from sexual abuse, a lot from inappropriate touch, a lot from no boundaries. You know, in my classes, sometimes you'll laugh. Sometimes I say, okay, raise your hand if your parents used the word boundary when you were growing up. Not one person. You know, I think in the whole time I've ever been teaching, one person raised her hand. Yeah. And I said, where were your parents from? Mars? I mean, whose parents use the word boundaries? I said, your parents need a gold star. You should call them up tonight.
It doesn't happen. I mean, and that's part of it. That's so much of who I am in the world, is the gift I've been given is the ability to talk about sex. And so I do less hands-on. I don't do any hands-on work, Lori. Mine's all educational. It's mm-hmm. all cognitive. I do energy. You know, I do some of my own energy work, and I'm very clairvoyant, and I have a lot of intuitive abilities, but I can talk about it. And so what I feel like is, if I can get the world to just start talking about how sex in a healthy way, that it's the first step so that we can teach something as simple as boundaries.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, the topic, which is orgasms as they relate to creating world peace. I mean, we're talking about it now because you said it stops with you, and that has to do with violence stopping with you, but I think there's more. Yeah. I got this hunch. So we're going to take a short break. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm talking to Laurie C. Ebert, and she is the founder of Sextacular You Coaching and Sextacular You Radio Show, and we're talking about how orgasms can make world peace possible. So come right back. We're going to be right back with you. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light.
And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
You know, I'm wondering if you've reached a point in your life where happiness seems a little further from reach than maybe it was a year ago. Does your sex life feel a little stale or hollow, like something is missing? Or maybe living seems like a constant source of frustration rather than moments of bliss? Each year, Butterfly Workshops brings together people just like you who are ready for a change. Our courses are structured to be lighthearted, full of laughter and humor, and also touch you in a way that involves real change. Inside our workshops, we take a look at Tantra, an ancient philosophy developed thousands of years ago. In all of the courses, we use simple yet effective techniques from Tantra to rid the body of anxiety, boost our sex life, and bring happiness and fullness into our lives. Our next Butterfly Workshops introductory course, Bliss, will take place in Phoenix, Arizona on July 21st, followed by Ecstasy, a more advanced Tantra course. You can take them both together for an urban retreat, July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, or you could take just the Thursday, July 21st, for Bliss. If you've already done Bliss, then you can take Ecstasy, July 22nd, 23rd, 24th. For more information, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com. I'd love to have you there.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and again, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And my guest today is Dr. Laurie C. Ebert. And Laurie has just been talking to us about how she got into this, her background, how her family, and then the family she married into, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was involved somehow in some kind of sexual abuse, inappropriate touching, what have you. And that she realized at 25 that it was her mission to start to talk about it and to end this in her own body and to end it in her environment. And so, Laurie, thank you for doing that. Thank you for taking a stand like that. And then tell us the segue. Like, how is it possible to bridge? Like, I can remember, let's say, John, I'm just going to say, this is free associating. I remember John Lennon and Yoko Ono in their Toronto hotel room in bed, singing, "All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance." And I know there was a segue there between making love and giving peace a chance, because they weren't very dressed in that bed. And so And then there was also this movement to have orgasms. Everybody would be having orgasms around the world at the same time for world peace. And I know that it's possible through my practice of sex magic. But I can talk about that for a little, but I'd rather I first hear your segue, like, please connect the dots for us.
Yeah, I'll do that, because here's the thing. On a personal level, for me, I am in the world of the spiritual, sacred sexuality and spiritual sexuality and sexual magic and all of that. But the people that I work with, we're talking about people. I mean, Lori, I used the word once naughty in one of my workshops, and I had a woman actually say to me, oh my gosh, I can't go to anything named naughty. Okay, so let me just give reference. So we're talking about the norm of people that I work with are very nervous to talk about sex. It's not an open conversation. It's not always an easy, you know, and there's a spectrum of that. But sure. In that tribe of people, sex magic, spiritual sexuality, all of that is so far off the realm, it just scares them. So I back it all the way up to the very beginning, and I even back it up before sex. And, you know, my tagline is make love to life. You know, that is what I'm up to in Sextacular. It's making love to life. Mm-hmm. So what I've had to do and what I've found in when I coach men and women, whether they're couples or they're single or in any of the programs or classes that I do, what's missing is people aren't even making love to their own life. If they can't even make love to a beautiful glass of orange juice in the morning, they can't make love to themselves. They're not going to be able to be present and make love to another partner. So I'm backing it all the way up. And part of that sexual wellness and being that type of expert is finding that inner optimal health emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically so that they can make love to themselves and their own life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you. And it's funny because we have the same, we kind of have the same, I don't have that as a tagline, but I do say that people need to make love to life, but I do it from the opposite approach. So it's so funny. You're like starting with make love to the glass of orange juice. And I'm saying, here's how you learn to make love to yourself. Here's how you learn to make love to someone else. And now expand it to making love to all of life. And you're going, make love to this little, to, you know, to your little glass of orange juice, make love to your little, you know, your scrambled eggs, you know, and then you're saying, and make love to that. And then like, and then maybe you could start to consider making love to yourself and making love to a partner. So we're just going the opposite direction, but we're saying the same exact thing.
No, we are. And you know how I think of it, Lori, is it's sort of like I start in kindergarten with them. And I really do. I work all the way up. And I'd say, you know, I do. I have naughty classes and I teach, you know, oral erotic secrets of fellatio and cunnilingus and G-spot. So, I'd say I can go all the way up to like a master's degree, but you're the PhD in this, lady. I mean, you've got that end of it and you take them to a whole different level of expertise. Because if I were to start there, most of them wouldn't even come to first grade.
Yeah. I get you.
So that's really where it is. And then once they tap into their sexy, and I mean, you know this because we're women. And I mean, honestly, once we tap into our feminine power and our femininity and our sexuality, there's nothing that stops us. And if you're in a heterosexual relationship, men will step into that. They step into it and it's just as juicy for them. So it just opens the doorway for more.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So now if I'm making love to my orange juice, which by the way, this is so funny. This is a total aside. In the S training, which was the precursor to the Landmark Forum, which you and I are both graduates of, and I'm also a graduate of S, the critical incident with my father was orange juice being thrown over my head by my father. So orange juice holds a lot of stuff for me.
Oh, wow. Isn't that wild?
That's so funny. Like, it just all of a sudden I'm talking to you and I go, oh, I better tell you about that incident.
Well, you know, for me, the where I use that is literally because people are like, do you really do this stuff? It's like, I do because I choose to. And which goes into what we'll talk about in a minute is the willingness and the neuroscience behind this is I make a conscious choice of this. And, you know, we live in Arizona, so we get fresh oranges all the time. And I live by myself. And at the time, I didn't have a partner. And it was just one beautiful morning in spring. I had all these oranges. I have a beautiful set of crystal. So it's like I got a beautiful crystal glass out and I started squeezing orange juice. And in that 5 minutes, you know, I let that orange juice just drip down my arm. I sucked my fingers. I licked it. I felt the juice. I drank this nice, beautiful glass of orange juice out of this crystal. You know, yeah, it took me 5 minutes to do all that, but that was a spectacular orgasmic experience right there. So, But we don't choose to do that. We don't stop to smell the roses or stop to enjoy the pleasures of just the little things.
So true. That is beautiful. I'm there. You took me there.
So we'll give orange juice a new meaning for you.
Yes, I love it. Well, I had to. I have to reframe it.
Yeah.
Mine was over, you know, I wanted my father to strain the pulp out of it. I didn't like the pulp and he didn't want to do it. And so I was 3 and a half and we got into it.
Yeah.
So yes, that definitely reframes orange juice for me. And I know that you could do that with every single experience. People could feel that way about driving. They could feel that way about getting dressed in the morning, taking a shower, taking a bath. They could feel that way about greeting the day, saying hello to their heart, that it's still pumping, saying hello to their lungs, that they're still breathing, you know, finding the wonderful surprise and waking up.
Absolutely.
All of it.
Yeah, and that's the very beginning of this. So how orgasms make world peace possible, the first thing I talk about is it's a willingness to be happy. And I mean, you know, we have some really phenomenal longitudinal studies that have been following people for 75 years that, and this group, it's the Harvard Happiness Study. So they're giving us so much great information. It's not like we don't know what makes us happy. It's still a very subjective experience, but it's a choice. And what they're finding is that if people do stuff that are good for me, good for others, and we're good at it, and we choose to be happy with whatever we do, and we have that good, strong relationships, and we take care of ourselves emotionally, physically, and financially, we're happy. The real question is, Lori, and this is it. Like, if I won't work with people that aren't willing to start there. If you're not willing to be happy and willing to get on the court and do some of this, then you're just somebody who doesn't want to be happy, and that's great. But if we're willing to choose that and wake up and all the examples that you gave, then we have somewhere to go from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't even know if I think that's great. It's just, that's just what's so. Like, there are people who just, that the familiar is complaining and unhappiness. It's kind of like what was fed to us. That's really what was fed to us in the orange juice.
Right.
So it's a question of reframing all of it and saying, no, it's my choice to be happy. I'm going to be happy about all of it. I'm going to keep every ball that's thrown to me in play.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make, we'll use the lemons, I'm going to make lemonade out of lemons. So
that's really what it is. And I think we know so much more now about, you know, the neuroscience and the brain science and having our brain work for us, that that's really the basis of this talk, is using some of the natural chemicals of orgasm or orgasmic bliss. Because I, you know, again, remember, I'm working with kindergartners and first graders. So, you know, I don't get them to the orgasm right away. I looked at orgasmic bliss. So it's important we should differentiate that. But then it's using the actual neuroscience to rewire our brains to work for us.
That's perfect. It's beautiful. All right. So here's what I'm going to ask you. I want to ask about those things that, like the chemicals and reprogramming the brain, before I ask you about what's next. Like in the next segment, I'll ask you about what's next, where you're going from here. So let's talk a little bit about those chemicals. I mean, I know you're talking about oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. I don't know, probably some other things. And peptides.
Yeah.
So what is it? Like, if people get excited about orange juice, is it different from getting excited with a touch?
Well, here's the thing. So I focus mostly on oxytocin because I want to keep it simple for
people.
And so that's a very common one. People are very familiar with it. You know, we all know oxytocin. It's, you know, it's a hormone and a neurochemical. Mm-hmm. So it's produced in our hypothalamus and it's released to other parts of our brain. And then it also goes down the spinal cord. And once it goes down the spinal cord, it binds to those receptors and it'll not only change our body physiology, but our actual behaviors. So people actually know this. They know that, you know, when a mother has a baby or they're breastfeeding or if they have, you know, great intimacy with someone, they feel it. So I chose to focus on that because it's more common. So with the oxytocin, they have found, I mean, it's listed on the World Health Organization of one of the most essential medicines. And they're now starting to call it the miracle molecule. Now, again, if we really dig into the science, we do always have to consider it's a subjective experience. It does depend on the circumstances and the person. So when I generalize this, you need to know there's always an exception. There's always that. But for the most part, the research has shown that we can elicit oxytocin outside of an orgasmic experience. And they have found that when you do different activities, something as simple as watching romance movies, they've even studied engagement on Facebook. You get a hit of oxytocin when you engage on Facebook. And so giving to charity, doing massage, meditating, walking, holding hands, hugging, dancing, singing, there's a lot of activities that actually bring forth that oxytocin in our body.
Well, that's great to know. So that gives a lot of hope for people who don't have a partner and are wondering when they're ever going to have an oxytocin hit. You're just telling us exactly how to have it.
Yeah. Now, of course, you know, ideally, okay, how does orgasm make world peace possible? Well, sure. If we could be in that amazing orgasmic bliss and that after effect, because during, you know, before orgasm, our body starts to flood with it. And then during orgasm, our brain is flooded with oxytocin. And then afterwards, we're on that high. But here's the reality, Lori, and people that I work with, you know, they're kindergarten through call, you know, those early years, they don't have time frame. It. They don't make time for sex. And so we're never going to get the whole world having orgasms all at the same time to cause peace. So what I've called it is orgasmic bliss. If you can, it's making love to life. If you can mm-hmm. make love to your own life, create as much of that orgasmic bliss, you're going to be more apt to start making time for your partner, to start getting connected, communicating, to actually have that intimacy, or even your own self-pleasure to actually build up to that orgasmic state of peace.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more. As a matter of fact, I've been known, and I'm sure people who listen to this show on a regular basis have heard me say this. Anybody who's having great connection and making love to life is not going to fly an airplane into a building.
Yeah, well, that's what I always say, too. When I'm at the beginning of my radio show, I'm like, I really believe we wouldn't be hurting and killing each other.
Right.
I mean, who's gonna pick, you know, push the button for a bomb when they're having an orgasm?
That's great.
You know, and that's why we, you know, we really are on the same synergistic line yeah. of thinking, Lori. It's just, you know, it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about where you're headed from here on your world peace through orgasms mission. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
All we're saying, and you do it with orgasms.
All right. Well, this is Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers. I'm interviewing Lori C. Ebert, and she is delightful. I hope you're finding that she is, because she is. And we're talking about bringing about world peace, or at least the possibility of world peace, because we're having a conversation for possibility through orgasms. So we'll be right back. Please, I hope you're sitting at the edge of your chair. I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider. L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the love writer in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back, and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention. And you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, LUVRYDR.
What are you all doing for Valentine's this year? We have something that we've cooked up for you that we think is really special.
You know, Valentine's candy, flowers, we get that all the time. But how about stretching past what you might think you want and doing something extraordinary and exciting and so sexy it'll blow your skirt up?
I want it.
Come to Hedonism with us. We have intimacy and sex magic ready for you. A full week packed with excitement, sexy, hot, life-changing.
So that's myself, Lori Handlers, and Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and Dr. Mark Pierce. We will be cooking up this sexy week for you.
Go to exoticlifestyleevents.com and look for the Valentine's Week logo.
You will not be sorry. You would never have a regret for joining us at Hedonism in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, for Valentine's Week. You will pinch yourself. You'll be so excited. You'll never want to do just plain old flowers and candy again.
They'll be living sex, magic, and happiness.
Really. So join us. Go to the website again one more time.
ExoticLifestyleEvents.com.
As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Lori Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men. When I get that feeling,
I won't say. We are back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers again, and today I'm interviewing Lori C. Ebert. And Lori, so we have just really a few minutes left, and what I want to know is, where are you going from here with this? You did this great TEDx talk, and you got this thing going now, and you're helping people that you say are kindergartners to find out more about how to make love to life. What's next? What do you see yourself doing? How do you see yourself reaching more people? You know, where are you taking this?
Well, first of all, the TEDx talk comes out in about 2 or 3 more weeks because they have to edit it. So I did the live version Saturday and then it goes up. So TEDx are smaller independent organizations and they have TEDx venues all around. And then the big TED platform, they edit it and it goes up on the TED platform forever. And so once that's out, my intention is for it to go viral because, and I'm going to send it out and I hope you'll help me in this because I think the more people that can hear, and it's your message too, Lori, it's the sex and happiness. Like, look, we can be happy. We can have sexuality and orgasmic bliss as a pathway to that. So I want as many people in the world to see it because I'm out to disrupt the status quo in this conversation. I'm out to have people thinking something differently about it. So that's the first thing, is to have the message Peace by Orgasm go viral. And the second part of that, and I'll tell you about the programs, but part of the formula, and I don't want to give away everything that's in the talk.
No, of course not.
Yeah, they're going to need to watch the talk, but I talk about the neuroscience in there and what do you do to train your brain? And, you know, while it's not, the work is simple, it's just not easy to do. And so what I'm creating is different new programs to help people actually train their brain and do things. So, for example, I'm getting ready to start the Sextacular Girlfriend Party. So with women, I start with women because we're a little bit more complicated once we're feeling sexier and healthier. So it's going to be a six-month series where women can come together and at these parties, and there'll be different topics, 6 months of different topics, whether it's healthiness and libido, feeling sexy, spiritual, naughtiness, their femininity, things like that. And then it'll be a girlfriend's weekend retreat. So I'm finalizing those dates. And those are all intended to help people actually change their behaviors in fun ways. And then I'm really excited for the couples. I'm starting a Sextacular Date Night series. Because what I find is that couples don't make the time and, you know, they're not always doing it on their own, even outside of the coaching. So I'm going to bring the couples together as well in a 6-month series. And this one's super fun because I get to talk about masculinity and femininity, communication skills, spiritual sexuality. My other thing is the Sextacular Kitchen. So my thing is yoga, food, and sex. So I, you know, I really am very erotic in the kitchen with food and aphrodisiac. So one of the date nights is going to be around food and cooking. And then I'll have a Sextacular Date Weekend that, so that people can really, the gift I have is when people are in my space, things change and things shift. So I'm creating more experiences beyond just a coaching session so that they can actually make the behavior changes.
That's fabulous. That is like, it's clever and it gives people a lot of different directions they can move in.
Yeah. And what's great about this community, and you know, because we have so many sexuality experts here, it's such a great community that if I can bring people through, you know, high school and even start to get them through some of these higher classes, then I can funnel them to people in the classes that you're offering, the bliss classes and the tantra and butterfly workshops. And, you know, the more we can get out there, Lori, the happier and more peaceful the whole world will be.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's fantastic. I will join you in any way possible. And I like to tell people now how they can join you. So if they want to hear from you, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Let's start there.
So first thing you should do is go to my website. It's Dr. Lori Ebert, just D-R-L-O-R-I, Ebert, E-B-E-R-T. You can also go to Sextacular U, and you can contact me on there. Just go on there if you're interested in the coaching programs. I'm also a speaker. So if you have an organization or group or, you know, from any size at any PG to X-rated level, I can cater this. So you can reach me there, and I have a phone number. You can actually call me, and that's 623-239-2411 and reach out. And I'm all over social media. I'm all over Facebook. You can find, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. And of course, my radio show is at Star Worldwide Networks. Or you just Google, or just look for a Sextacular U on iTunes. And you can listen to all my Sextacular podcasts as well.
That's great, Lori. Thank you. Well, I just really want to thank you so much. If you had one final tip, like anything, if you could just like, besides the orange juice, if you could pull one more tip out of your bag of tricks, what would you leave people with?
I would say wake up every morning and consciously choose to make love to life that day. Even if it's one thing, it might just be, you know what I do, Lori? Every morning I get out of bed and I go to the restroom, and because I can, I climb back in bed just for another minute or two because I love the way a warm bed feels when I get in. And I get in there, and for that minute or two, I will just be so grateful for my life and my body and what it feels like. That is a purpose conscious choice to make love to life in that 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. We can all find a minute to make love to life.
That's so great. That's really so great. Love that. Well, you know, people can wake up 5 minutes earlier, too.
Exactly. And hey, let's throw in a little orgasm. That makes me
Now you're talking.
Right?
That's great. Well, Lori, thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciate you. And, you know, whenever we talk, I really appreciate you, and we just don't talk enough. So
I'm going to talk more.
I'm just going to say that we have such a good time together.
I know. And, you know, thank you for acknowledging that I wanted this to end in the world. You're the first person that's ever thanked me for taking that stand and commitment in the world. And I want to say the same thing to you, Lori. I have so much respect and admiration for what you do. And you are such a powerful resource in this world. And I'm telling you, I'm dying to do your hedonistic trip. And so that's on my bucket list. So you just need to know that.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip. Don't die to do it.
There you go, right?
Live to do it. You're living to be at Hedonism with me. By the way, if you cannot come this year, October 15th to the 22nd, which is in 2016, coming up in, you know, however many months from now. But if you cannot do it, I'm doing it again for Valentine's Week in 2017. I know you have a new beau in your life, and I'm doing it 2017. I'm doing Valentine's and Sex Magic Week with my dear friend, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Oh.
And she's the person who introduced me to that resort to begin with. So, you know, two naughty girls are getting together.
Well, out of three, and that might just be too hot for everybody.
It is going to be spectacular. People are already signing up. So you have a couple opportunities just around the horizon. You know what I mean? And no bucket list needed. Just like, to get on board.
I know. Well, I'm excited. That's I have a willing partner to venture into some. I can't say he's a beau, but I can say he's someone who's willing to try all this. So
that's
I love
great.
What
that
you're up
great.
To, and I can't wait.
Wonderful. You know, this show, I'm always telling you that this show is going to make you sexier and happier, and I have stumbled upon the most amazing intimacy product through a friend of mine here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have him and his wife here with me on the show now. So I want to introduce them, and I want everyone to know about this product. So I want to introduce Brian and Michelle Lifshitz, and they're going to be talking about their new product that has just gone to market called the Love Rider. So welcome to the show, Brian and Michelle.
Thank you.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm doing especially great because I'm talking to you.
Yeah, and as the audience will hear, you're doing especially great since you had such a fantastic weekend.
Yes, I had a phenomenal weekend. I finally, well, you know, I've had your product for, I don't know, maybe a year now. You gave me a prototype, and then you gave me the finished product, and the truth is, when you first gave it to me, I didn't have anybody I wanted to try it out with. I mean, that's just how it is in life. And now I have a hot lover, and I said to him, okay, we are not waiting another week. We have to try this product. And we went bananas. That's all I can say.
That's very good to hear, Lori. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'll say a little bit about us, and then and people can read my blog also, because it's on my blog on butterflyworkshops.com. Because I've been doing a 30-day Sibian challenge, you know, so people have been following my blog because I'm writing on the Sibian every day, which is another new thing for me. But I had a cosmetic procedure done on my face, and I couldn't, like, vibrate around for a few days. So I said, we have to use the Love Rider. And let's spell Love Rider. It's L-U-V R-Y-D-R. So that's, if people want to look it up right now as they're listening, they can look it up. What a great website you have.
Thank you.
So anyway, we didn't look at the website. We didn't do anything. I just put the thing on. It's like a harness. I put it on and I knew my impression was that it was for sort of doggy style sex. So I leaned over my tantra chair and he went inside of me, and the penetration angle that we got from using this device, because it has a handle, it's kind of like rioting. So he was able to penetrate me so deeply, but without hurting me, which he was so scared that he was going to hurt me, and I wasn't hurt. I was just like, whoa, I couldn't believe what I was experiencing. And then he got so, like, he said he could feel me breathe. And he got so excited. He this is a very high controlling kind of a guy. He got so excited, like he was like, he went crazy on me.
Yep.
And he lost all control. He lost all sense of time and space. This is a man who practices ejaculation control, and he just couldn't retain anything. He just was like, and we both looked at each other afterwards, and we went, what the hell was that?
So Lori, your story that you had told me yesterday when we chatted about that is amazing, and it makes me even more excited to know somebody who has had passion in holding back, was not able to hold back. And I do understand where he's coming from, because for the give or take 8 months to a year that we were kind of developing the product, to the last year that we've had our official model, it's in my mind, I always want to go longer and be more intimate and all of that. And unfortunately, the love writer ends up making me like a teenage boy as well. You get very excited. One of the aspects of the product, which is different from all other products, anything out there like it, is we consider it as an adjustable bar, but really what it is we are adjusting the webbing. So if you think about holding onto a handle from water skiing, we're adjusting the length from the bar on the middle of the female or whomever you're so-called riding. You're able to adjust it to be a little bit shorter, a little bit longer. And, you know, often I say it should be extended out so you can kind of go through those long, passionate lovemaking sessions. And then as you get hot and heavy, you basically with one hand can pull the webbing in. It shortens the bar length of the webbing, and it allows you to kind of do, if you can hear my sound here, is, you know, really fast and hard.
That's the sound that I heard on Saturday night. Oh, my God.
Exactly. And so, you know, unfortunately, every time Michelle and I have our fun, though we are not hour-long lovemakers, you know, we do like to be intimate, and unfortunately, the love writer kind of makes us like a little kid again, and it's just enjoyable.
I have to agree, Brian. I have been together for 20 years, and though we've always remained intimate and still passionate with each other, having the opportunity to create this product together and find new ways to use it, and it's been pretty amazing and taking our lovemaking to another level. And yeah, sometimes it's, you know, 30 minutes, sometimes it's 5 minutes, but, you know, just having that additional option and opportunity. And, you know, sometimes before we are, yeah, into doggy style, because that's good for me. And but sometimes I would have bruised hips or whatever. And so this gives an opportunity to have a little something else to hold on to. And he can still touch me passionately while he holds on to the bar. And it makes our day.
It's, you know, it's so great. I just want to tell you that, like, you're saying, Michelle, you're saying everything that Brian told me, but you're saying it, you know, is ringing in my ears because you're the person being penetrated.
Yeah.
You know, and so hearing you say it, you know, it rings to me. And also, even anybody listening to us talk about this right now, I just want to tell you out there, you cannot imagine. You cannot imagine the sensations of this device. You know, it doesn't even look like that when you see it. You know, I brought it with me last year to Hedonism, and I had all the couples that came with me to the resort. I gave it to them, each couple, you know, they would take it to their room each night and then bring it back, and then somebody else would use it. And then somebody else would use it, and somebody else. And I got great feedback about it, but see, because I wasn't there with a partner that I could do that with, I still had no idea until this past Saturday.
Well, Lori, I agree with you. And you know, we've learned something new every day to use it for, you know, just the leverage and the deeper penetration and so many different positions. As you mentioned, with our website, we show a lot of different options. We've been using it now, obviously, even when it was still a prototype. And we still, just this last weekend, came up with a new way that we really enjoyed it. And we were both like, oh, my God, that was like the best sex ever. So,
Which, by the way, we did incorporate a yoga chair similar to what you had mentioned with your tantra chair and our tantric chair. So that, again, was just amazing. And having the ability, I think for Michelle and I, we've been together so long. We've bought so many products over the years from the adult stores in the cities that we've lived in. Most of it goes in the trash. The rest of it is sitting in a plastic bag in one of our drawers in our room and never gets used because it's not something that is a wow factor to us. The Love Rider, yes, of course, we are a bit biased against it because we create it. However,
yeah, you're biased for it. You're not biased against it.
That's why she's great. She catches those things. But, you know, it's one of those that we say, well, are we going to use it? And it kind of is, well, okay, let's not use it. We don't always incorporate it. And it always ends up making its way out because, you know what? Michelle wants it deeper and harder, and I want it deeper and harder and faster. The ability to have the relations and know that I'm not hurting her is something that we kind of talked about in the beginning that, you know, when I would do doggy style with her, I would grab her hips and pinch her. She would say, ow. Then I would stop and she would, you know, I'd say, are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine. Keep going.
Yeah, but by then you lost your erection because you thought you were hurting her.
Exactly. And so that has not happened in the last like 18 months that we've been using the product. If anything, it's heightened our senses because, you know, we haven't been experienced to the true BDSM world. We're not into the whips and chains and being tied up. But the fact that Michelle is somewhat restrained, and I know that I have the ability to do the restraining, I have the ability to be kind of soft and gentle, or I can be hard and fast. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's where every couple will get the ability to experience it in a whole new way.
In their own way.
Well, I have introduced you to some of my sexologist friends, and now I'm going to introduce you to one of my Dom friends, and he can't wait to get his hands on it. He thinks it's going to be a real plus in the BDSM world. But I think for regular couples, they don't have to be heterosexual. So let's talk about that. Let me just say that my boyfriend, I said to him, in an email yesterday, you know, I want to have a do-over. And he said, date, you know, like, when can I come over? He's so excited about it. I mean, he looked at me and said, I think this is a keeper. I didn't know what he was talking about. I mean, to me, it was like, I was juxtaposed into another world. So you can, it doesn't have to be used doggy style. It can be used frontally as well. Yes.
Yeah, actually, we use it for oral. We use it for reverse doggy style. we've come up with the reverse cowboy is always really good. That's one of our favorites. And also, as you mentioned earlier, it doesn't have to be heterosexual. Our best friend for the last 18 years is a gay man, and him and his partner absolutely love it. They like, we're having more sex than we've ever had because they're so excited, and use it also for oral or, you know, all sorts of different options. And again, it could be doggy style, whatever, you know, whatever works for you. But they're really, it just all comes back to the leverage mm-hmm. and the penetration. So whatever position you like, there's a way to wear it and make everything better.
Well, that's fabulous.
One thing I'd like to add, because based on the conversation with our friend who is the gay male, you know, he's 41, his boyfriend is like 52, so there's a little bit of an age difference there. And what we want to mention is that this really is for any age, for any orientation. You know, we've got some older people using it because they can't really bend over so well, and if they do, they need to be supported somehow. So there are so many different uses for different people for different styles. But what I really liked, and it kind of incorporates the excitement behind it, Lori, you mentioned it with your experience. Our best friend, he had the exact same experience as you. We gave him a prototype because we said we want to make sure that everybody can use this. We're not discriminating. What do we need to do? He gave us some advice, but they never actually used the product. He somewhat lied and said, yeah, we used it, but they didn't really like it. The reason they didn't like it is because they didn't know how to use it. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we went to Phoenix Pride. We did a show. Our friend came with us to help us promote the product. And with that, in his promotion of the product to all the people we met, the light bulb clicked on, and he said, wait, I think I actually know how to use this now. He took it home to L.A., and him and his boyfriend used it for the weekend, and he texted me and said, not only am I telling you, but my boyfriend wants me to make sure that you know, coming from him as well, that we both absolutely 1,000% love this product. We're sorry we ever doubted you and we never tried it sooner, but honestly, we were not educated. We didn't quite understand how to use it, and he said we just needed to use it. And there are two positions that they're using it in. He said it's some of the best sex that they've ever had. They've been together a little over, I think, 10 years. Mm. So going back to the idea of it not just being a product, but what the product is doing for relationships, that's what we're getting giddy about, because that was a byproduct that we weren't really expecting, to be honest. We put it together and said, we're having some of the best sex of our life. You know, every time we were done, I said to Michelle, other people have to try this. We have to give other people this opportunity. She, of course, said, would you stop thinking about selling the product and just screw me?
So, you know, I can tell when the blood was in the wrong brain.
The R&D behind it was difficult, but fun.
Well, I'm very excited about it, and as you can tell, and I want everyone to know about it. So, first of all, I want to thank you both for like coming up with it. Thank you, Brian, for sticking with the design and making it even better, better, better. And thank you, Michelle, for being the test.
My pleasure.
I would call her the creator, really, because, you know, she had to be willing and able, and other than the doggy style position, all the other positions came up because of her.
Great. Thanks. So. Thank you. I should have known that. Anyway, I'm excited about it. Let me tell people how they can get it. So if you go to loverider.com, which I'm going to spell it again, LUVRYDR, loverider.com. You will go there. They only have this product right now. Who knows what they're going to come up with in the future? Maybe embellishments. But for right now, you can get Love Rider. It's very affordable. And if you put in my code, Butterfly Workshops, which is all one word, Butterfly Workshops, plural, then they'll know that you heard about it on Sex and Happiness show. And I can keep track of how well my promotion of the product is doing, because you know what? I'm going to be promoting the hell out of this product. So this isn't the first time you'll hear about it, everybody. Really, go there. Loverider.com. LUVRYDR. Brian and Michelle Lifshitz, thank you so much for being my guests on this segment of the show. And keep up the great work.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us.
Everybody who's listening now, please tune in next time when my guest is going to be a woman who is teaching sex in a country where it's not easy, a woman from Singapore, who will be telling us about what it's like to give sex education classes in a part of the world where they don't speak as freely as Laurie C. Ebert and Laurie Handlers just talked. Somebody who's really up against all odds, and she's doing an amazing job. So tune in next time to Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handlers signing off. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.